Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 117. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Hymn number 117. Shahidat from Maryland will read from the scriptures.
I read from the King James Bible, the book of Psalms, chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Truly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 120. How beauteous on the mountains the feet of him that brings, like streams from living fountains, good tidings of good things, that publishes salvation, from error gives release, to every tribe and nation, God's reign of joy and peace. Hymn number 120.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our daily lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And it will also be available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school has a dedicated teleconference phone number. Many of our students do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area, but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. Just call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings, lives literally transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our meetings and services, we do have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you can come in person, please bring the whole family. Everyone will be blessed. As part of our missionary work, we have 21 different websites in 21 different languages. And as a result, people around the globe have found one or more of our websites in a language that they can easily understand. And they have found the healing truth of Christian Science. And for this, we are very grateful, because everything that we provide on all of our websites is provided free of charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And that's why we are very grateful to those of you who contribute financially to this cause, to our church. And one of the articles that is currently featured on our English website, I'd like to point out, timely article entitled "Remedy for World Problems." And that was written by Martha Wilcox. Fine old-time worker. And I recommend it highly. "Remedy for World Problems" by Martha Wilcox. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from miscellaneous writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Sylvia from Australia.
Miscellaneous Writings, page 415. Dear Mother, the most blessed of women, oh, how I long to sit within range of your voice and hear the truth that comes to you from on high. For none could speak such wondrous thoughts as have come from your pen, except it be the Spirit that speaketh in you. 2 years ago, last October, while laboring under a great strain of care and anxiety in regard to financial affairs, I heard of Christian Science. I borrowed Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and began to read. I bless God that I was driven to it by such an extremity. After reading some 150 pages, I was convinced that it was the truth for which I had searched during 20 years. While I was reading the chapter on imposition and demonstration, I was healed of endometritis and prolapsus uterus of over 20 years standing, pronounced incurable by eminent physicians. Before I was healed, to walk 7 or 8 blocks would so fatigue me that it would take me a week to recover. I now started out and walked and was on my feet all day and for several days, but felt no weariness in my labors. I felt after being healed, I must have a science and health of my own. I had no money to buy it, so earned it by getting subscribers for the journal. It has gone with me everywhere I have been. I have been well ever since. I had suffered from bodily ailments, but they were nothing compared to my mental trials. Grief, hatred, jealousy, and revenge had well nigh bereft me of reason. I had lost a home of plenty, been reduced to almost abject poverty, and had become a cheerless woman. Could not smile without feeling I had sinned. All my griefs and sorrows are now turned to joy, and my hatred is changed to love. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I read Science and Health and all your other books, together with the New Testament, every minute I can get. EBC, Omaha, Nebraska.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Is the universe, including man, evolved by atomic force? The golden text, 1 Corinthians. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. The responsive reading, Isaiah. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any.
Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me.
I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee.
Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel.
He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, and to the temple, Thy foundation shall be laid. Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Matthew. Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest. The heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds. Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty had ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. And none did search or seek after them. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As a shepherd seek out his flock, in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And I will make with them and the places round about my hill of blessing. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them. John. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Verily, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Matthew. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. 1 Peter. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. As a drop of water is one with the ocean, a ray of light one with the sun, even so God and man, Father and Son, are one in being. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortals in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his Father, and life is the law of his being. The first demand of the science is, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. This me is spirit. Therefore, the command means this. Thou shalt have no intelligence, no life, no substance, no truth, no love, but that which is spiritual. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. Mankind will become perfect in proportion as this fact becomes apparent. War will cease, and the true brotherhood of man will be established. Having no other gods, turning to no other but the one perfect mind to guide him, man is the likeness of God, pure and eternal, having that mind which was also in Christ. The Christ was the spirit which Jesus implied in his own statements, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and my Father are one." This Christ, or divinity of the man Jesus, was his divine nature, the godliness which animated him. Divine truth, life, and love gave Jesus authority over sin, sickness, and death. His mission was to reveal the science of celestial being, to prove what God is and what he does for man. Jesus taught the way of life by demonstration, that we may understand how this divine principle heals the sick, casts out error, and triumphs over death. Jesus presented the ideal of God better than could any man whose origin was less spiritual. By his obedience to God, he demonstrated more spiritually than all others the principle of being. Hence the force of his admonition, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." The universe, like man, is to be interpreted by science from its divine principle, God, and then it can be understood. But when explained on the basis of physical sense and represented as subject to growth, maturity, and decay, the universe, like man, is and must continue to be an enigma. Adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. They belong to divine principle and support the equipoise of that thought force which launched the earth in its orbit and said to the proud wave, "Thus far and no farther." Spirit is the life, substance, and continuity of all things. We tread on forces, we draw them, and creation must collapse. Human knowledge calls them forces of matter. The divine science declares that they belong wholly to divine mind, are inherent in this mind, and so restores them to their rightful home and classification. Mind is the divine principle love and can produce nothing unlike the eternal Father, Mother, God. Reality is spiritual, harmonious, immutable, immortal, divine, eternal. Nothing unspiritual can be real, harmonious, or eternal. If God is admitted to be the only mind and life, there ceases to be any opportunity for sin and death. When we learn in science how to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect, thought is turned into new and healthy channels towards the contemplation of things immortal and away from materiality to the principle of the universe, including harmonious man. Material beliefs and spiritual understanding never mingle. The latter destroys the former. Discord is the nothingness named error. Harmony is the somethingness named truth. Harmonious and immortal man has existed forever and is always beyond and above the mortal illusion of any life, substance, and intelligence as existent in matter. This statement is based on fact, not fable. The science of being reveals man as perfect, even as the Father is perfect, because the soul or mind of the spiritual man is God, the divine principle of all being. And because this real man is governed by soul instead of sense, by the law of spirit, not by the so-called laws of matter. God is love. God gives the lesser idea of himself for a link to the greater. And in return, the higher always protects the lower. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle of Father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good. Love giveth to the least spiritual idea might, immortality, and goodness, which shine through all as the blossom shines through the bud. All the varied expressions of God reflect health, holiness, immortality, infinite life, truth, and love. With one Father, even God, the whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind, and that God, or good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth and have unity of principle and spiritual power which constitute divine science. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This truth is Christian science.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 304. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Hymn number 304.
Fall.
Let's now sing hymn number 181. Loving Father, we thy children look to thee in fear's dark night, while the angels of thy presence guide us upward to the light. Hymn number 181.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, the scientific statement of being and the qualitative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and is infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Romans. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.